This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Black Friday here on WQAM. We have a special edition of the Tobin and Leroy show for many, many reasons. One, because it's bizarrely scheduled in that we just got fresh off of a best of. And now we're giving you live radio because we can and we will. Special because it is the day after Thanksgiving and we have an action-packed weekend ahead of us. Special because we have Brittany Rodriguez, the GOAT, here producing. And special because we have a first-time appearance from a man who unless you've hosted and I haven't been on, but a first-time opportunity that I have to share the air with a man who I've listened to for quite some time, the very professional, the sultry sounds every time he makes a call, Josh Appel. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Josh Appel.
No round of applause necessary. And you saying that I'm a professional is a big stretch.
No way. No,
I hope to prove you wrong over the next 2 hours.
Good. Because listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to take everyone behind the curtain. But this is obvious information here. So take everyone behind the curtain when I say, if you want that serious Dolphins football talk, you're going to listen to Joe Rose in the morning. If you want to know the latest item released on a fast food menu or a great interview or, you know, honestly, just a casual laugh, you're going to listen to the Hockman and Crowder show. If you want, I'll give Tobin credit. He does great Heat coverage. But if you want some silly sauce, that is what this slot is reserved for, Josh Appel. So I hope you saved some room from all the turkey and the macaroni for a little bit of silly sauce.
I'm in for silly sauce. Although that wasn't available at our feast last night.
Was going to ask, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. So Hawk's been on this crusade anti-Turkey crusade. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he realize that was a mistake, though? I thought he came to terms with that.
So I'm going to admit here that I have joined him in this crusade. Ooh. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not eating turkey. My uncle makes a phenomenal beef tenderloin. Oh. So we have that and the turkey. But I have more beef tenderloin than I do turkey. I only eat the turkey now only because it's there and it's Thanksgiving. You just kind of have to. But the bulk of the meal was centered around the beef tenderloin.
Okay. I will say you're kind of half-assing it there. You're kind of half-assing.
I'm full
assing. Are we doing it? But, I mean, you're making the correct choice. I'll absolutely say you're making the correct choice in that you're adding more to your plate than just turkey. But are you off the turkey or are you not off the turkey? What are we doing here?
I guess I am half-assing it in that sense. But, again, we had so much turkey there last night. I had to eat the turkey.
No, of course.
You know,
it's Thanksgiving.
You
see how normal that sounds?
But I used to be turkey only. Now turkey has almost turned into a side for me.
Hey, you know what? This is growth on your end.
Thank you.
This is growth. Okay, so you know you got beef tenderloin going on. So I know that you're adding extra options. Brittany, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you have anything out of the ordinary?
No, I have very normal Thanksgiving, and I honestly hate the turkey hate. I'm not on the turkey hate train. I don't know why. No, yeah, like what did turkey ever do to anybody? I love turkey bacon. I don't eat regular bacon. I love turkey bacon. I like turkey sandwiches. Mm. Yeah, turkey gets a lot of hate for no reason.
Okay. I mean, I will say that as of recent, you know, it does seem to, I'm not saying gone, happen out of nowhere. I'm sure it's happened in the past. But, you know, sometimes you get these people who are just like trying to switch up tradition. And I get it. And I respect it because the arguments are valid. Oh, we only have it once a day anyway, or once a year anyway. Isn't it dry? Blah, blah, blah. You're trying to save the turkeys. I totally get it. But hey. You know, there's a if it ain't broke, you don't fix it kind of thing. And I think if you can serve up a good turkey that's not dry, I can have it once a year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, Marcos, I know you're Hispanic. And we make our turkey like we make our, like, lechon for Nochebuena.
Yeah,
like, so it tastes delicious.
No, it's great. It really is great. And the only reason why I don't do it on a more often basis is because imagine like a random Saturday on February 12th and I'm just like having a turkey. Aren't you going to like check? Like that's like serial killer status. I'm not sure. It's strange. It's strange nonetheless. This is my first Thanksgiving that I've had in quite some time and I was alone. So sad.
What happened?
My family abandoned me because I work too much. Uh-oh. I'm addicted to my work. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Who am I? So,
my wife made the excellent choice of taking my toddler to see some of her family and enjoying the festivities in Jacksonville. And I instead worked until 4 in the morning, Thanksgiving Day, because I was doing these Mario Ramil shows at the Miami Improv and those last late. And then after that, I woke up for a turkey bowl. And I didn't tear an ACL. I had an excellent performance. And I mean, I had a couple plates, so I can't really complain. I can't really complain.
I wish I played in a turkey bowl.
Not a thing you do. Do you frequent any sports? Like, do you like pickleball? Like, because I know Solana does like competitive pickleball. I can't. He's not.
So I have a lot of friends who do their own turkey bowls, and I'm always jealous seeing like the post game group photo afterwards. But my core group of friends, we're all in different places around the country, New York, Chicago, down here. So it's hard to get together on Thanksgiving for that sort of stuff. So I'm just kind of living vicariously through everybody else. As far as like playing a sport, like during the week, like, I mean, not really.
Look, I totally get it in that I look at these people sometimes who are like, they're in these rec leagues almost. Or you've seen the 37U football teams. I'm not sure if you've seen that on
Excuse me?
Okay, great. Maybe that's just my algorithm. You haven't seen this either.
37 and under?
Woo-hoo! These, and listen, woo, not a lot under. There is this group. actually, I'll say multiple groups. There, it is trending. And again, maybe this is just my algorithm, but if you look this up, they have, and this is full pads. This is, you know, 11 on 11 football with referees. And it's some of the worst things. We're talking 45, 55 year olds who are still chasing it. They're not in great shape.
Chasing what, though?
Just like the passion of sports. Obviously, they know. I'm assuming. I haven't, you know, dug deep enough to understand whether or not they think they have a chance at anything. But based off what I've seen, they just have a passion for the sports. But they go beyond just playing it on a weekend at your local whatever. And they've decided to make a league and are full contact. And it is some of the worst football I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, more power to them. But I'm not like, I'm sure there is a price you could pay me to watch that.
Yeah.
But it is steep.
Yeah. It's like Pee Wee football, but like for adults.
Except it, right. It's Pee Wee football for adults, except there aren't parents in the stands with orange slices and Gatorade for their kids afterwards, cheering them on as they develop camaraderie and human interaction at a young age.
Yeah. No, this is a lot of. This is going to hurt me in the morning and I may lose my job because I tore my ACL. it's bad. And that's the best thing about my Turkey Bowl, right? I host a Turkey Bowl and I try to like prioritize the fun. Next year, I'm thinking about firework entrances and a halftime show. That's the type of things that I'm trying to do. No one's making it to the league here, dude. You're not going to recapture your glory days of middle linebacker at Miramar High School. Get over it. Let's just have a good time. Let's have some exercise because chances are this is the first time a lot of us have ran in about 3 months and nobody get injured. And that was a success yesterday. So overall, I can't complain. But as we get into some headlines here, which these headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen at DoralVolkswagen.com. I watched zero football yesterday.
You missed out on some good games.
Okay, you know what? I'm a liar. I watched 3% football because after I returned from my heroic performance at the Turkey Bowl and sat down on my couch, I think I watched maybe a half of Detroit Green Bay before Detroit Green Bay was watching me sleeping on the couch. And I saw what I thought was a competitive game back and forth. And I got updates because Patrick Mahomes is my quarterback in the Odyssey Fantasy Football League. So I got updates in regards to the Dallas versus Kansas City game. So I know it was a hotly contested game that Dallas managed to win. And then I was like, oh, and Cincinnati played today. That's how really my day went. Josh, did you catch any football yesterday?
Oh, I was parked for all three games. I was incredibly frustrated because I was an over better in the Sunday night game. And Isaiah Likely fumbled through the end zone. The Bengals had a first and goal at the 3 and didn't score any points. Zay Flowers had a touchdown taken off the board because of an offensive pass interference.
That's the worst.
So the under hit. The over went 2-1 in the three games yesterday, but that Ravens team, whew, they got issues. Lamar's not right. Henry finally looks like all the hits are catching up to him. And, I mean, Joe Burrow, this Bengals team, they're going to be annoying.
Yeah, absolutely. I did see some of the post-game antics, which we'll talk about later, you know, the traditional turkey legs.
The tuck in and the turkey leg.
Yeah. You know, the good stuff. The stuff we watch the games for. You know, I did see some of those shenanigans.
Did you see the Jack White Eminem halftime show in Detroit?
I did see that. That was pretty cool. Anytime we get Eminem to do something, it's always cool.
Yeah, but I feel like those two guys are so hard to get nailed down for.
Yeah.
Like Jack White to me does not scream someone who is going to be performing at halftime of anything, let alone, I guess Thanksgiving is a bigger platform, but he never struck me as the type that would want to do something like that, but he crushed it.
Yeah. And I agree. I think, but it worked out perfectly. What else are people going to be doing on Thanksgiving? You know, a lot of people are going to be watching football and stuff like that. So let's say you had a concert on Thanksgiving. you know, I'm sure people are going to come out for sure, but you kind of look, people are already going to be there. It's not like the draw of like, oh, I have to sell tickets, which, you know, none of these people have problems selling tickets, but you know what I mean? In the regards to like, ah, there's going to be a lot of people there. It's a cool, I'll be on TV everywhere. Sure, I'll do this one. It makes sense. It's understandable, but it was a great performance nonetheless. Some people were saying it was better than halftime shows from the Super Bowl that they've seen recently. It's like, all right, it was good. It was good. But
I mean, look, you put Seven Nation Army on at the end after Till I Collapse from Eminem. You got two Detroit legends there. I mean, hey,
yeah,
you're going to get rave reviews.
Yeah. Too bad they lost.
Yeah.
That is the unfortunate part.
Man Campbell and his going for on fourth downs. I mean, that is all they were talking about on all the national shows this morning. And I know we started by saying this is the show for Silly Sauce, so I apologize for going into the foosball discussion. But look, this is how they get there. The Lions, since Dan Campbell took over, have been the team that goes for on fourth down all the time.
Yep.
In the moment, I thought they should have kicked the field goal to make it a one-score game. But if they execute on a play that was there to be executed, no one's talking about it. So,
yeah, absolutely. Brittany, did you catch any football yesterday?
I was peeking. I was peeking into the room because, unfortunately, like, I have Thanksgiving with a lot of men, and there's no space for me on the couch. And then the women are calling me, and there's babies that we got to run around with. And
you know, hey, I never even thought about this, actually. I never even thought about the demand that a woman would have during Thanksgiving because of traditional gender roles and stuff like that. They're just going to naturally do that. Because
I'm here to, yeah, I'm here to educate you on so, the patriarchal society that we live in. No, I'm just,
are you sitting on the floor then? What happened?
So I just, like, the thing is also we were at a, I was at a house who, big Dallas fans, big Dallas Cowboys fans. Ooh. So
what a game for them.
Yeah, it really was. There was lots of screaming and there was kids were getting scared. but there was just no room for me. There was friends over, came over, they were all watching for their parlays. And it's like, you know, I just let them have their fun while I was chasing my niece around and the other women were cooking. So I peeked in every once, I peeked in and I obviously saw a lot of stuff on social media, but no, I find it hard. I'm not going to lie. I really am a hater of sports on holidays. As much as I love sports, I kind of want a break. I don't want to have to sit there and watch on my holiday.
That's fair. I think with the growth of the amount of money that these people get off of it, I don't like the fact that holidays or like these sports are now like creeping into each other, in that I feel like I see football on Christmas sometimes now, or I'm seeing basketball on Thanksgiving in that. Before it was like, all right, football, you get this one. Basketball, you get this one. Now I feel like everybody wants them.
And the NFL's taking over Black Friday, too, from college football. We've got a full college football slate today. And the NFL's like, no, no, we're here.
So, I don't know. I feel like everyone, it's almost like sides on a Thanksgiving plate where, like, they just end up kind of, you know, leaking into each other. But hopefully they find the right combination. Speaking of those Chiefs that lost yesterday, I know this is on the wildest of Christmas lists, if I begin to talk about any inkling of a Dolphins playoff berth. But if I did, the two teams that needed to lose yesterday happened to lose yesterday in regards to making that happen. So that's a solid. The Dolphins made a step forward towards their playoff picture without even having to play yesterday. But we're going to discuss all that they have to do this weekend to get a W against the Saints. But not before we take 15 minutes of heat to discuss their latest NBA Cup victory and their upcoming matchup against the number one team in the Eastern Conference, the Detroit Pistons. You're listening to a very special edition of the Tobin Leroy Show. Brittany's on the board. Mr. Appel himself. Live on your airwaves with Frog Boy. We shall return on this special edition of Tobin Leroy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Frog Boy in the building with Mr. Josh Appel and the lovely, lovely Brittany Rodriguez. We are bringing you all things South Florida sports. We're going to do our best to make sure we cover everything in this abbreviated two-hour edition. And then you're actually going to get more of Appel. Appel, you're on with Solana next, right?
Yeah, from 2 to 4. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is up to the listeners to decide. But either way, they're stuck with me in some capacity until 4 o'clock today.
4 hours of Appel. That's a
I don't wish that up on anybody.
Listen, that's a Black Friday steal, if you ask me. Let's give you 15 minutes of heat here, and these 15 minutes of heat are brought to you by your Southern Lexus dealers. The Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Your Miami Heat, fresh off of a victory against the Milwaukee Bucks, led by 29 points. From Mr. Boy Wonder himself, have 6 victories in a row. They are attempting to get number 7, and that is tomorrow against the Detroit Pistons. Brittany, are you producing that game?
But of course I am.
is that like a dumb question at this point?
It really is. You can just assume, like automatically assume if there's a Heat game that I will be producing it. Yes.
Lovely. Well, the Pistons are 15-3, 9-1 in their last 10, and they're currently first place with the Heat in third. Detroit's been doing well. They got a top 10 defense, offense, and net rating, which I don't even know what the hell that is. You know what? I bet Appel does. Appel, what is a net rating in basketball?
Don't ask me that.
Oh, come on. Cade Cunningham's been doing his thing.
I got it.
All right.
It's basically the difference between a team's offensive rating per 100 possessions and their defensive rating per 100 possessions.
Thank you, Google Gemini.
Yep.
That's great because there's a bunch of fake stats that come out that always piss me off. It's like, you know, this is the first guy on a Monday with a banana in his pocket.
Yeah, I took a sports statistics class in college. It was just the most annoying thing I've ever experienced. They were just making things up. I was like, this is stupid. I don't know what we're doing.
I'm interested in like the data because I think there is something to be said from it. But baseball obviously has the most.
You just took the words out of my mouth.
And there's like VORP. Look, WAR is like the popular one.
Yes,
which is very good. weighted runs created plus is great. But like then we start getting to some of these pitcher ones,
and it's like what are we doing? Yeah, it was very baseball centric like statistics, and it was just like I'm like what, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, those are usually the ones that you use because they benefit an argument that you're saying, and then like you never beat them. But
I just let the smart people tell me what the good numbers are and what the bad numbers are. And if the smart people tell me it's good, I agree.
I got some good numbers for you, actually.
Ooh, okay.
These are the ones that totally make sense. So I am going to give you statistics after just bashing statistics. But these are normal statistics, and they are of none other than Duncan Robinson. The revenge game opportunity is his first time that he's going to have a chance to show the Miami Heat, kind of flex on that X. He's averaging a career high in minutes at around 32 minutes a game. So he's an important part to their lineup. You know, he's not at the short leash that he had sometimes with Spo over here. He's averaging, though, about 12.5 a game, which is more or less what he averaged during his tenure here, but it is the highest that he's averaged since his 2020 season when he was also utilized a lot. So, you know, I can't say he's necessarily grown from there, but he is 41% from three, which again is highest total since the 2020 season. But I have some other numbers from the person who we acquired, who I think has been an amazing replacement. And I'm already working on my song, Simone, when no one is. Okay, hold on. Sorry, I got to save that. You know, I just gave you a little preview. Everyone calm down. But anyway, I'm talking about none other than Simone Fontecchio. I would say another Black Friday deal there in that he's averaging about 10 a game. And that's under 20 minutes, around 18 minutes. And he's shooting 39% from three. So, of that exchange, Appel, would you say the Detroit Pistons or the Miami Heat won that exchange?
I think from the standpoint of giving the Heat a little more flexibility financially, the Heat are probably happy in that spot. But, like, Duncan Robinson is a guy that, for me, I'll always root for. So, if he has success in Detroit, that's awesome. And if he's doing that at the same time that the Heat are playing like they are now, and they're getting this kind of production out of guys like Fontecchio, great. It works out for everybody. But I think from a purely financial standpoint, the Heat are probably happy with how things turned out.
Yeah, I mean, I am. I mean, I know you heard that song. That rendition was amazing. You know, wow. Simone. Because it's like,
you have a beautiful voice.
You know, I do what I can. I do what I can. I have been called the songbird of my generation, but it was by me who said it. So we're going to watch this game closely for a couple things, a couple storylines to watch. Is can Nico find his way back into the lineup? I think it was a healthy scratch last game where, like, just didn't really get any minutes.
He's got that hip thing, right? The hip impingement?
Yeah.
He was a healthy scratch, though, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if he can work his way back into the lineup.
It's crazy how deep this team is, though.
It really is. Yeah, like, why do we even need Drew Smith, right? Is that what you're saying? Because that's how I feel, personally.
Did you not see his steal the other night?
It was so great. It was so great. His one steal.
He's always in the positives and the plus minus. Come on.
Yeah, you know, he's actually hit a career high in games after 4 years. He's up to 19 games this season. So congratulations to him. He's hit a career high in that sense. God bless him. Anywho, the Pistons are going to be a little upset as they are coming off a loss to the Celtics that saw Cade Cunningham miss a crucial free throw late. So it should be a good measuring stick game for the Miami Heat. I know they're going to get the best from the Detroit Pistons. And, I mean, the Heat have been competitive in every game this year. So I got it being I think Brittany laughed for a second. She may know something that I don't. So.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, maybe I do. But I don't know that we're going to get the best from the Detroit Pistons tomorrow because they play tonight for their cup chances.
Ooh,
and for their cup chances. They have to win. They have to beat the Magic tonight. So I'm not sure that we're going to get them at their best because they're coming off a back-to-back, especially for a meaning. Well, you want to put quotations around meaningful November basketball with the NBA Cup.
Yeah. See, they tricked us. They've tricked us with that damn cup. No, we're saying meaningful November basketball.
Exactly.
It's crazy to me that the Heat have played as well as they have in the NBA Cup and yet still might not advance in
it's
the NBA
shocking,
Cup.
It's shocking, right? We only lost one game and it's like we're waiting. We have to watch. Like, I don't even know.
Milwaukee's got to beat the Knicks, right?
Milwaukee has to beat the Knicks.
Ooh, yeah.
And I think the Pistons, it's a whole thing that like I'm trying to keep up with the Hurricanes getting into the ACC championship. I can't do all these odds, especially not for the NBA Cup. It's too much. I can't even keep my Hurricanes straight. So it's a whole mess, but I believe Milwaukee does have to beat the Knicks in order for us to get into the NBA Cup. And then if not, I think we're out.
Yeah, that's, which is bizarre because we're the
third best
team.
We lost one game.
So strange.
Crazy.
But again, they've tricked us, and now we care to even figure that out. I think even like...
Good point. It is a good point.
A year ago, I was like, oh, look, the jerseys. Oh, the court's cool. And now I'm like, well, based off of my assumptions, if this team has to beat this team. And so they've done, you know, it's been a slow progress, but they've made it. They've done it. They've tricked us all. But again, that was 15 minutes of Heat. When we come back, we're going to take a break from all this sports talk to wish a couple celebrities a happy birthday and determine what day we're supposed to be celebrating. Yes, we know it's Black Friday, but you know every day has a national day. So we're going to go ahead and dig deep into that for no apparent reason because it is a Frog Boy Friday here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. But stick around because after that, Josh Appel is going to be kind enough to explain all things soccer related with Inter Miami. Big game this weekend as well. We got a big game for the Canes. We got probably not a big game for the Dolphins, but hey, at least they're playing this week.
Hey, every game's a big game. They're back. You didn't see the graphics all day yesterday. They're in the hunt.
We're in the hunt. We are in the hunt, baby. I will explain all that is needed, and I will also introduce you, Mr. Pell, to a segment here that I have developed called a top five double dip. You're familiar with any top five list. Mine is a top five list that combines two elements. Now, this specific time, we are going to discuss the top five members that were both Dolphins and Saints. That, start racking your brain at who's going to make that list. It's a longer list than you think. So anyway, I say all that to say, stick around. We got much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You see how it just works? Simone. It's going to be a hit. I promise it's going to be a hit. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. You got Frog Boy here. You got Brittany here. You got Appel here. That's right. Our boy Josh Appel has joined us. You got 4 hours of Appel today on a Black Friday. And it is not only a Black Friday. Time now for us to play Day Today. It is a few celebrities we'd like to say happy birthday to. Did you know today Trey Songz celebrates a birthday? Trey Songz. Josh, familiar with Trey Songz' work?
I know of Trey Songz. Can't say he's in the regular rotation of the playlist.
Last time I heard or could remember hearing a Trey Songz. Yeah, I would say definitely not in the rotation. I'm aware of who he is. 41 today. I thought he'd be a little bit older.
Am I making up that he's in some sort of legal trouble?
You know what? Based off of what I know about singers, I wouldn't be surprised. But it's nothing that I can say off the top of my head.
He's someone who, like, I'm looking up some of his more famous songs.
Yeah.
He's one for me that I'm like, oh, okay, that's Trey Songz. Got it. He's one of those.
He has some hits.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's horny, though.
Very.
Yes, very.
Very horny.
I think that's part of why he ended up in some.
Yes, I do. Probably. I do see a lot of different things here, unfortunately. I know a lot of times, you know, there are two sides to every story. So, you know, whatever. But I just remember him being horny. Now, Leroy said if a person has passed, I'm not allowed to wish them happy birthday. Are those the rules? I'm not sure if those are the rules.
I don't think those are the rules.
No.
Cool. Anna Nicole Smith, then.
R.I.P.
Smith, R.I.P. Now, this will probably be one of the lighter days, so that's why I'm even mentioning this person. But any chance any of you lovely people watch True Blood?
No.
All right, so then this name won't even matter because I didn't even know this actor's name. I would just be like that guy from True Blood. But other than that, the birthday list runs thin as we ended off with these last couple names. John Stewart.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. How old do you think John Stewart is?
John's got to be 57.
Okay, Brittany, you know who John Stewart is.
I think so.
Wow, this hurts my soul.
I think so. Like, it's the guy who did the Comedy Central news show. Is that him?
Yes.
Hey, okay.
That's pretty good. Can you give me a guess as far as his age?
I'm going to go with he's older than that. I think he's going to be like 62.
Okay. 63.
Ooh.
Wow. He looks phenomenal for 63.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does.
The gray beard and the gray hair works for him.
I think if he started early, which I'm like looking at a picture of him younger and the grays were already coming in, which is kind of what I'm doing. Right. I don't want to say that I stole John Stewart's style, but I mean, look like a Timu John Stewart or like a Timu George Clooney. That's pretty good. Yeah. But I think definitely for 63, he looks good. Chameleonaire. How about that one? Riding dirty today. How old do you think Chameleonaire is?
44.
All right.
I think you're going young there. I'm going to go with like 52.
Oh, okay. Solid. 46, though. 46 on this.
Bang.
Yeah. Bang. There he goes. There he goes. And as far as like anyone, I'm sure there's like, you know, a couple names that I could. I don't know who. No, because this just says race car driver. I was going to say this person's name because it said race car driver, but
who is it?
It's not F1, so I didn't know if that would be.
I'm an NASCAR guy. I'm a gearhead.
Are you? That's what they say. Chase Elliott.
Ah, Chase Elliott. Yeah, of course, former champ.
Oh, he's former champ. 30, young former.
He's
champ.
Only 30.
Yeah. Oh, he began his career in 2013. So
he's been around. That's what I'm saying. He's been around for a while.
Well, these race car drivers are usually start young.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. His dad was a legend too.
I'm only here for F1 though. Sorry.
Oh wow! Is there beef? Is there beef between the two?
I feel like there is.
Oh, there is. Okay. All right.
Appel, would you agree?
I like both.
You could like both, but I feel like if you're a really hardcore NASCAR fan, you don't like F1.
And
vice versa.
F1, the whole spectacle is cool.
Choose your words lightly. I mean, choose your words lightly.
Oh, here goes. Here goes.
I'm a Drive to Survive guy. My dad loves the sport in general. He loved it before the show, but I started getting into it, obviously, like everybody else here with the Netflix show. Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
I think
lacks the drama, I feel like, sometimes that NASCAR has.
Yeah, I do agree, but they're rich kids.
Oh, they're for just sure. Bratty rich kids. So the NASCAR guys. So all those guys like, because their parents sponsor them and stuff. Like it.
Yeah. But I love
it. Let me be honest, guys.
And I love left turns.
I'll just say it. They both
clearly you love left turns. I like left and right turns. That's why.
A lot of zoom, but definitely never worthy of my TV. I'm not gonna lie to you. Even like as a kid, when these things would come on, I'd be like, "Well, I guess I'm going outside."
Then. Listen, F1. Listen, the race. We're down to the last two races in F1, and things are very interesting. It's gonna be to the end, so I'm excited.
Vroom vroom zoom.
No,
zoom.
It's not. Tell vroom vroom zoom zoom.
All right.
Push push.
Push push. Hey, there you go. Push push. That's a good one. It's a good reference.
Let's see. Today, November 28th, we got a couple national holidays to celebrate. You guys may be a little bit late on this one. It is National French Toast Day.
Mm.
So, not sure if you guys were able to catch that this morning. National Maize Day, and that's corn that I'm discussing.
Out on mazes.
Okay. That's fair. Why? Can I get a? Should I ask a follow up? Do you have a traumatic experience? I don't want to bring back anything.
The Harry Potter movie, I believe it's Goblet of Fire, right? Where they got to go into the maze and one of them dies. Spoiler alert! Out. What? Scarred me.
That's it, huh? Okay, that's fair. Now today, as you know, is Black Friday, but it is also Buy Nothing Day. Apparently, did you know that?
How I feel like that's someone just trying to be cutesy.
Hey, it's on the National Day calendar. Nothing I can do. But speaking of Black Friday, and this is not an advertisement at all. This is more of me just wanting to play Price is Right because that's just always a fun thing to do. But with these Black Friday deals, if I were to just go to like a random website of a technology place that we all know that rhymes with Nest try. How much do you guys think a 65-inch TV is going for right now as a Black Friday deal?
$299.
Brittany?
I'm going to go with like $250.
$229.
Hey.
Hey, listen. Black Friday is at the very least, because I don't think it has that chaos that it used to, where like people were like, remember when people used to like,
it used to be fun. It used to be a proper country. It used to be fun. Yeah.
Right? It used to be like, do I go to this family? Do I go to this in-law? Or do I just camp outside?
Marcos, what's like an 85-inch TV going for?
Ooh, an 80. Is that what you're in the market for?
Because here's my take. If I'm going to drop $230 on a 65-inch TV, yeah, I might as well see what's a 75-incher going to cost me, or an 85-incher.
Okay. So I got the same brand. We got an 85-incher. Hey, listen, you're talking dirty to me right now. what are you willing to spend for this bad boy? Or what do you think it is? How about that?
So if the 65 is 229,
yeah,
I'm going to say the 75 will be 329, and then the 85 will be somewhere around 500.
That's hot.
It's a big jump.
That is a big jump. But you know what? Sometimes the inches really, like, the difference between a 70 and a 75 is like 5 inches, but those 5 inches somehow turn into, you know, $80. And it's like, how does this even happen? I don't understand how this happened. But he's saying $500. Brittany, what do you think? Black Friday, 85-incher. What's going on?
So you said a 64-inch was 229, is that right? That's what you said?
65.
Yeah.
65, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with 375.
That was adorable. It is $499.
Home.
Oh, you were so right. You're looking it up.
Are we giving me credit for $500 on a $499?
I'm giving you credit.
No, I'm giving you credit. Thank you. Sure. I don't really know the price of a TV.
He went over.
I never had to buy one.
From looking as of recent, because I've gone to like other people's houses and I get jealous. But yeah, $500 for 85-inch. Not bad, actually.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm gonna drop a few hundred dollars, like, I might as well, you know.
Hey, what are we, like, an 85? What are we? I'm looking at my wall now. Like, this is bad news. This is how I got here in the first place. I never imagined an 85. I was happy with a 70. Now you introduce this world to me, and I don't like it.
You're welcome.
Hopefully, my wife isn't listening. With that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got your latest headlines and action-packed weekend ahead. Stay tuned to the Tobin and Leroy Show here on 104.3 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.